Got it, Rex.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Got a quick question for you about a 2017 STI.
Yeah.
On startup, it makes a kind of funny whirring sound, but it's only on a cold start.
Yeah,
are they? Do those models ever have any issues with the air pumps or anything like that? Because when I was Googling it, it suggested maybe it could be that.
So typically, they've got an air pump that runs for about 20 seconds and then shuts
up.
No,
see, this is like, I sent an email to you guys with a link to a video that's on YouTube, and it's the exact same sound.
Okay.
Did
you send that through?
Maybe 3 days ago, maybe? I think.
Give me 2 seconds. Let me just go to the office and I'll have a look.
Yeah, mate. All good.
What was the email address?
It was flowmaster_tony@hotmail.com.
Realize this computer has no speakers. Give me 2 seconds. Let me go to a different one.
Yeah, man. All good.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, man.
Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it do, sorry, that noise, does it get louder if you turn the steering wheel at all?
Nah, this is literally just cold start, sit there, start it up, and makes that sound. It's only intermittent, so it doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah,
but it's
very,
only ever
on cold
start. It's a bit
hard to hear in the video. Is it just that little whine?
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is.
Yeah. And does it do it before the engine started as well?
No. So, like, as soon as I push the start button, it'll do it as it kind of, like, goes to crank, and then, like, it's gone. Car runs fine, drives fine, doesn't make any other noises. I can turn the car off, turn it back on, like, everything's fine.
Yeah, and if you press the ignition button without dipping the clutch, you know, to prime it, does it do it as well, or is it only as
no.
it cranks?
No, it's only when it cranks.
Yeah. Have to hear it in person. It's a bit hard to tell.
Yeah,
the power steering pumps on these get a little bit whiny sometimes, which is pretty common. And
okay.
The air pumps are noisy too, but the air pumps run for about 20 seconds. So,
okay.
And then they'll shut off, and you'll hear them shut off if you let the car
Yeah,
work.
Okay.
otherwise. Sometimes the starter motors are a little bit noisy too. So, it's, there's a few different things, nothing that's sort of dramatic.
Yeah, okay, so it's nothing for me to really kind of, like, stress over at the moment.
No,
okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Because I do intend on bringing my car back down to you guys to get a fair bit of work done.
Yeah.
Hopefully at some time of mid-next year.
Yeah.
When do I kind of need to book in with you guys? I know you guys get really busy.
I'd say, I think you've got on there you want to do the 280 kilowatt package, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yep. I'd say give us maybe 2 months in advance.
Okay.
So we can gather all the parts and make sure we've got everything here for you. Even like 6 weeks is fine. Just give us a little bit of time so we can gather all the parts for you.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm doing at the moment. I'm just building the parts list as I kind of go along. And then my plan is to kind of just bring it down to you guys and just have it all fitted.
Okay, yeah. You're buying the parts already?
Yeah, that's correct. Because I think I spoke to, Warwick, I think?
Yep.
And he's like, because I was looking at, I think in the original email that I got, it was the Glouch 2.5, but he's got like the GT pumps. Turbos are pretty much just as good.
Yeah.
And, and probably a lot cheaper kind of thing. So I'm like, I'll probably look at doing that.
Yeah.
What was the other question I have for you? Do I need to, because he also suggested that I get some headers as well.
Yeah, so normally we say we prefer the equal length headers.
Equal length?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll obviously lose the box of rumble then, won't I?
Yes and no. We still have a little bit, but it's a lot smoother sounding. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah, the point of them is just to sort of optimize the whole setup. So equal length is actually better for making power, more efficient.
Yeah.
You can use unequals if you want, so just leave the factory headers if you want unequals. Don't get unequal aftermarket ones. They just don't sound good.
Oh, okay, really?
But they'll limit you to about 280 kilowatts on stock headers.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a definite thing that I need to replace the headers?
No, you can leave the stock ones if you want, yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you have any other recommendations of things that I might need to do kind of prior, other than, upgrading the clutch and a few other bits and pieces?
Not really. You sort of just do everything in one hit while you're at it.
Okay.
Yeah, the clutch you can do earlier. Everything else, you sort of, when you've got everything apart, it's easiest and cheapest to do it in one hit.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I replace the fuel pump, need to tune, if I do anything
else.
Yeah,
you sort of can't do anything without, needing to tune it. Yeah.
The car will drive, but it will probably throw an engine light or something like that.
If you put a bigger fuel pump in there, it'll probably be very rich and start smoking. Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to do the injector rails or anything like that. It's literally just the injectors?
Yeah, just factory rails.
Okay. Anything else, I guess, that you guys need, you'd need me to do to kind of make the process easier for when I bring it down?
Not really. Just send us a parts list of what you've got, and then we'll obviously go through it and tell you what else we need. If we can supply it on the day, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, because I've got the fuel pump, the silicon intake to the turbo, my fuel pressure reg, the TGV delete that I got from AVO Performance in, Hallam or Dan or wherever it is.
Yeah.
Other than that, and the turbo, I mean, do you guys still have stock of the Glouches or the GT pump? Do you carry them?
Yeah, we've got a few GT pumps in stock. We normally have, a couple in stock.
Okay. And how much do you sell them for?
I honestly have no idea. I think the GT pumps are like $29.50 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think Warwick was telling me that the Glouches are a little bit harder to get a hold of now, and they're like probably like $600 or $700 more expensive.
Yeah, I think the Glouch 2.5 is $3,400.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the Glouches and the GT pumps as far as size, power, et cetera?
I don't know which GT pumps he was talking to you about, so it just depends on that. Otherwise, not really much. So if you size them to be the same, so if you go, equivalent to the 2.5 G2R, it'll be very, very similar. The only difference is, obviously, the GT pumps are made in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've got genuine Garrett cores in them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Easy done. When are you guys closing up for the, I guess, how long are you closing up for over Christmas?
We're closing for about 3 weeks. I think 19th of December to the 12th of Jan, roughly.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably come in and buy a couple of parts off you guys anyway.
Easy.
Kind of like maybe just before kind of Christmas and leading into the new year, because I know everything's starting to get expensive. And you guys don't do Black Friday sales or anything like that, do you?
I don't know if we will be, just because we don't actually have a decent website at the moment, so we're actually getting a website built. Our old website's pretty, shitty. So we're in the process of actually getting a new website made. So it should be going in the next couple of weeks. I don't know if it'll be ready for Black Friday.
No, that's fine. I doubt that I'm going to be able to get any kind of, unless it's just small little bits and pieces and stuff like that, maybe injectors and stuff anywhere else, but then it just might be a pain. So I might just kind of come in and grab it all through you guys, so I don't have to deal with the hassle of shipping and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course. Even if, the website ends up coming online, you can even buy it online, so that way we've got everything ready for you here, and we can call it when it's ready to pick up, at least, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sweet. I think the next thing I'll probably come in and grab is the turbo being the most expensive thing, and then maybe injectors. Other than that, and then it's having to put more money away again to grab a few other things.
Of course.
As to the intake and catch can combo that you guys have, in your own kind of personal experience and opinion, because I've got the Cobb SF intake on the car now. Realistically, how much are you going to be able to sell that for?
A used SF intake?
Yeah.
At least $500, I'd say, minimum.
Okay. You guys don't buy them, do you?
No, we don't really buy any used parts, especially not stuff that we don't normally use.
Yeah, okay.
Cob intakes we don't really like. There's nothing wrong with them, but there's just too many bolts and, rattly bits. Like, we'd prefer something that's, less
solid.
The Cobs tend to rattle sometimes. If you popped it on Marketplace, I reckon you'd have to get at least $500 for it.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah, I was just trying to say, see where I could just not have to worry about holding on to anything anymore. I'm just if you guys wanted to kind of, but
no,
that's all
not
good.
Really. Yeah. Those Cobb intakes are pretty expensive now, so you probably maybe get more than $500. I think they're $1,000 for them new.
Really?
So, yeah. Anyone that sees that, you saw a decent one on Marketplace for half the price, or even, three quarters of the price, I reckon they'd buy it.
Wow. Okay.
I reckon that'd be pretty easy to sell.
I've got one more question, man, before I let you go, because I know you guys are busy.
Yeah, go for it.
This isn't engine-related, but I suppose it's more suspension or kind of brakes-related, maybe, or drivetrain-related, I guess. When I'm, it's really weird, because when the car is, heated up and it's rolling and stuff, it's fine, but when moving off from, a standstill, it sounds like there's something stuck in the rear tyre, or it just kind of, it sounds like it's almost as if somebody has stuck something to the tail shaft of the car, and it just kind of, hits, a heat shield or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you'd ever heard anything like that before, but it's a ting, ting, ting. I thought it was maybe the rear rotor covers the shields that are on the inside, but I tried to bend them back a little bit, but it's still kind of there. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know. I'd have to hear that one in person too. That one's very...
Yeah, I know. I hate noises in any car that I've ever owned. And why am I hearing this shit? One of my mates is a mechanic, so I'll probably just get him to kind of have a look at it, or if I can be stuffed, I'll just jack up the car and just have a look at it.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Other than that, there's nothing. How long do you reckon of the, on that tune, realistically, would I get out of the motor?
Oh, very, very hard to say. Depends on how you drive it. We had one guy do 200,000 Ks at 280 kilowatts.
Really?
Yeah. And then we had another one that's only done 20,000, but he thrashed the absolute life out of the thing.
Did he take it out of the track or something, did he?
Oh, no, he just drives the shit out of it.
How hard could you possibly drive a car all the
very,
time?
Very, very, very. He only uses it as a toy car, so he's got a daily, so this is just literally every time he takes it out, he gets just belted.
What failed on the car?
What's that, sorry?
What failed on the car? Was it the whole...
Bottom end bearing. So it started knocking. But that one was pushed on a stock motor to 310 kilowatts.
Oh, so he pushed it to 310 and then that's when it
broke. Yeah. We told him it was going to break and then he got about 20,000 Ks out of it of thrashing the thing and then it broke.
Oh, but at about 280, I should be okay?
Yeah, like 280. We've had guys do like 200,000 Ks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then what after that's like, what, a rebuild?
Pretty much. Then you have to sort of build the motor either for or just replace it with factory.
So at that point, then you've got another 100,000 Ks or something out of it before it kind of shits again. I think I'd just rather just rebuild the engine and put stronger internal.
Yeah. It just depends on how hard it's pushed and how you drive it.
Yeah, okay. While running E85 as well, I mean, like, how often do you guys suggest to kind of run E85 versus, like, the 98?
It doesn't matter. So most guys don't ever go back to 98.
Oh, so they just consistently run it on E85 and it won't do any damage or anything to the car?
Nah, not at all.
Oh, okay. So it just burns quicker though, right?
Yeah, you use a lot more fuel.
Yeah, okay. Easy done. Nah, all good, man. Sorry to hold you up. Appreciate all your help. I know I'm pretty sure I call you guys quite a lot, but I'm like, I don't trust anybody else other than you guys.
Nah, all good. Easy.
Appreciate it, man.
All good. See ya.
See ya, bye.